This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Wapangan Ampage Pangan alongside Bahe Yusuf. Joining us in the studio today, we've got a very special guest. Ho Yu Hang joins us. He's got a brand new show out on HBO Asia. It's part of an anthology series set in Malaysia, Thailand, Japan, Korea, Singapore, and Indonesia. 6-hour-long episodes called Folklore. Yuhang's particular episode is called Toyol. It stars Bront Pelare and Nabila Huda, and it is about, well, Toyol. Yuhang, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
It is great to have you on, man. We have not had you on At The Movies, and there is so much to talk to you about, but am I right in thinking that this is your first foray into, like, horror fiction?
Yeah, actually... Yeah,
look at that, a Malaysian director who hasn't done horror
before
this.
Yeah, that's quite surprising.
Yeah, well, I broke my cherry.
is it just because you never saw yourself doing horror, or has it just never come up?
I like some horror films, but I can't say I'm a big horror fan. Like, I have friends who watch mostly horror films. They don't really like other kind of films, you know? So I'm not a big horror fan, but I do love some horror films. So I've never seen myself as, you know, I want to do a hantu movie, you know. Never quite like that, but yeah.
I was going to say, which is quite surprising, only because in general, as you well know, based on box office numbers, Malaysians love their horror movies. It doesn't matter where it comes from, right? We flock to see them. Horror films, horror comedies. So tell me, what drew you to Toyol? Why did you decide to take part in this project?
There's a... Some freedom to the stories that I could do. So I like that. And also it's I've never really wanted to do TV, you know, series and things like that. Locally, I've always been shooting commercials because they make more money, right? I always felt that the TV industry pays so little. So I didn't want to be part of that. And it's a very... I have friends who work in the industry. It's very taxing, you know, long hours. I didn't want to be... I thought, I'm going to just have a headache if I shoot a commercial, right? But sometimes doing TV series is like having cancer, you know?
Oh, God.
It's endless. It's like, you got to go... It's just endless.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I could have a headache and a stomachache and it's over.
Get over with, very
soon, right?
So, and I guess this one's different because it's an anthology series, so you only had to be responsible for an hour.
Yeah, for an hour. For an hour and... A lot of fun, I guess, because Eric, the show helmer, Eric Khoo, the Singaporean director, said, you know, do something from your home country, right, that you're familiar with. Like, what's a good folklore? I mean, we do have a lot. We have a rich, rich tradition of myths and, you know, this kind of stuff. So I thought I could tap into that. I like that. You know, it's a good chance for me to... Actually, it was a test, right? So I wrote this story. Eric, we will talk about it later. Like, that it has some kind of political background.
Undertones,
right?
Yeah.
Undertone, not just undertone. It's pretty damn obvious. so, and I gave it to them and see what they say, right? And they say, oh, this is good. You know, are you sure? I said, yeah. Okay, if you're sure, we'll do it.
Did they give you any other sort of like box to play in? Did they just say do something from your home country? Did they tell you that it has to have X, Y, and Z? Don't touch A, B.
Yeah, that's the obvious things. Like, okay, you know, we can't have nudity. It's not HBO.
Right, it's only HBO Asia.
America,
it's
HBO,
only
right?
Asia.
It's like HBO light, la. No nudity, light, yeah. Not too much cursing.
Yeah, a bit like, light. Not too much cursing if you can. And not too gory because that's not the market that they go after.
Right.
You know, the kind of torture porn, gory stuff, not that kind of stuff. So I get it, you know.
Yeah, okay.
So I rather, it's good for me to make something, I could write a story that's meaningful to a Malaysian audience. You know, they could have a connection with.
Tell us what Thrills is about in a nutshell, spoilers.
Okay, very simple. It's a story about a politician that has a problem at hand. So he has to solve the problem, you know. So what does he do? He consults a bomo.
Oh.
And the rest, as they
say. The rest, as they say. Yeah, you'll be watching it.
He gets a little help from the supernatural, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Not maybe, maybe for sure.
For sure, right? Okay. All right.
So what brought you to Bron and Nabila?
Bron's an old friend, actually. And it's I've always imagined as I was writing, who could be this politician, right? I thought, maybe Bron, because at least I know him. He's the only Malay actor that I have a direct line to.
Who's the easiest to call?
Yeah, yeah. So, and it's ABC, right? A, nobody. B, Bron.
Oh,
right?
Bron, okay.
Bron, yeah. So I got to, I said, Bron, you know, I think you would be the one, and I'm going to tell you what the story is, right? So you help me find out who's going to be the other actors.
Oh.
You know, instead of me casting and then trying. So I asked Bron who would play the other lead, the female, scary female person, right? The femme fatale. And she told me, you know, Nabila's a good idea. So, oh, okay. So I went to get Nabila, right? So I didn't tell her that I had Bron in mind. So Nabila, I tell you the story now. Tell me who's going to play this guy. I've always wanted to work with Bron.
Oh,
so,
nice.
You know,
I like this director strategy, right?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
like testing the waters.
Testing. Yeah. And the other actors too, I did ask them. So we had a reading and I said, so who do you think could be the supporting cast, right? And brainstorm a bit. And we pretty much agreed on some of those actors. You know, I had some in mind, but I didn't tell them.
Mm.
Yeah, like Red Zamin Hat, you know, so those people, Eric Fuzzi. Yeah, so it's very interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Casting by association, right?
I like that.
I like that. I
works. Mean, I think when there's a certain chemistry between these actors as well, that goes a long way and it shows on screen.
Yeah.
Because a problem that a lot of Malaysian productions have, while the leads tend to be usually quite competent and good, the secondary and supporting cast always kind of fall short a little bit.
But I also love to discuss the story with actors, right? I said, you know, this story, if it's you, how would you imagine yourself in that situation? You know, who do you think this guy is? Or that woman's going to, you know, who's going to be that woman, right? So we talk about it. I like talking, you know, throwing possibilities. And who would you like to work with? Who do you think would do the job, right?
Yuhang, how different is it working with someone like HBO Asia? I mean, is there a lot more lead time? I guess the problem with Malaysian television productions are too little money, too little time for like script development, production. You know, even there's no time for rehearsal. I mean, what's it like? Is it slightly different when you work with a major international body?
I did have enough lead time. So I spent some time writing the story. I mean, not like a year. But I kind of know the schedule. So when do you want this made? Oh, okay. It's always not very... It's always still pretty tight in some ways, you know. So they did have an idea. Okay, we're going to have a rough production schedule. And there are six directors involved. Six countries, right? So they have to juggle who to shoot first and all that. So we talk about that. Would I fit in the middle better? Or who's going to start first? That sort of thing. So I have a bit of an idea. Like, how much time do I have for casting and to get my story right? But the story was not something I struggled with a lot because I had a skeleton already somewhere in my Mac. I wrote this story that has nothing to do with Toyo, actually. Right. And then I thought I could use that to be some stepping stone.
It's a start,
and
right?
And I developed that into something bigger, right? So I already had something. So the early stage was, okay, story treatment. What's your story going to be, right? Okay, we know you're doing Toyo, so there's a synopsis. They would talk about the synopsis, the treatment, whether they like the direction or not. It's not very complicated, but generally they did like where I'm going to begin with. Okay, show me your treatment. And then after they approved the treatment, which was pretty straightforward, I think we had one or two discussions, and then I went straight to the script. So I wrote my treatment in great detail. So the script was basically, I just had to figure out
the words,
dialogue, you know, and the staging, blah, 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 you know, so it's not that difficult. And it took me 11 days to shoot, which is luxurious, I guess, for a 1 hour slot.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard stories like local dramas, if one episode, sometimes 2 days.
2 days.
And sometimes even 1 day.
Yeah, it's for nuts. Half hours, normally it's about 2 days.
And they shoot 20 scenes a day, yeah. 15 to 20 scenes a day.
You just have to power through that. Yeah, it's crazy.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But I guess with your experience, Yuhang, as well, given that you're a commercial director, you work well with briefs.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah,
I mean, you know, that's a skill set that you have at your disposal, which a lot of, I suppose, creative directors don't necessarily do.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so I get something. You know, the American companies, they're very straightforward, right? It's all about brief and how can you sum things up for them so that they could understand, you know. So I had to present my thing the way they understand.
Right.
Oh, show me your references. Don't be too long-winded about it. You know, just go straight to the point. That's what I like, you know. And then, do you like this? Does it work or not? If not, okay, let's do something else. Blah, blah, blah. It's very straightforward. None of those hem and haw. Like, okay, wait for the reply. They reply very quickly, right? If I had written a revision, in a week, they would have an email feedback. Like, okay, yeah. I like this, don't like that, why, you know? Could you improve on this? It's, wow, you know? I like that because it's very clear. So.
And that's what you need as well. You can't have ambiguity and then after you've shot something, people go, oh, actually, that's not what I like.
That would be very tough.
But you also need channel executives who know what they're talking about.
Yeah, who understand the creative business. It's not just the business.
Yeah,
it's
but also the storytelling form, right?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not just a, I don't like this. I don't know why I don't like this, but I don't like this. Can you make me like this? Can you fix this?
Oh, yeah. It's you know very what
I
mean? Vague, right?
Yeah, it's very vague. I don't like why she says that. Can you just fix that so, you know, I like it? And that's not, I mean, as a creative, you need to, you know, they're not taking into account the previous scene, the next scene, and the whole story arc.
Yeah.
So do you get like really specific notes from HBO Asia?
Rather specific, kind of in between. They would say, you know, I think it lacks something before this guy would do this thing. So they would ask me about, so what motivates him? You know, they always use that word. What motivates something? Because that's the driving force, right? So I understand that sort of thing. So it's very easy. So I have to find, basically it's finding reasons for why they do what they do, right? And to make it relevant and meaningful.
So have you got the bug?
The bug?
I mean, you've sampled bug, this yeah. now. I mean,
actually,
because Yuhang, right? I mean, you know, this is an anthology series and you got 1 hour of it.
Yeah.
But I guess with the way everything is going now, with what they're doing on Vue and Netflix and iFlix, I mean, surely you have a 10-hour story in your head that you want.
Yeah, interesting that you mention it.
Oh, hello.
Actually, just 2 weeks ago, I was talking to a friend and we're developing, well, we'll see, something that I had written a while back, but it's for a film. But I thought, you know, I guess nobody wanted to fund it because it's very hard for them to do something that is in such scale, you know, because I think it's rather ambitious.
Mm.
So I thought it could be a series. And it's a horror, crime horror thing.
Right?
Doesn't mean it's hantu, but it's. I'm going into.
Well, you know, we Malaysians like waters. That. Yeah, we Malaysians like that horror slash supernatural area thing.
But also, I think the market slightly opening up for that. I mean, with the kind of stuff we've been seeing on Vue in particular, there is a lot more pushing of the envelope with regards to content. So the dark thriller, which we hardly ever see on Malaysian television, is becoming a thing.
Yeah, I have been, I have talked to some TV executives, film executives. I say, why don't you make thrillers, right? I mean, you make horror. Thriller is good. I like thrillers, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, thrillers don't make money. Mm. I say, why don't thrillers make money? Thrillers do make money. You don't have to shoot it very expensively, right? And I think it's also because thrillers require very good script.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? You can't just... I mean, horror, you can easily explain away with it, right? Something happened to this person.
Here's a jump scare. Yeah.
And if you cannot solve that, you know, you still have motivation problem with characters, just throw in enough jump scares, right? So you do the work. But thriller, you cannot do that.
No. Because it's plot-driven.
Yeah, and you need strong characters, right? Why they do what they do, you got to give an airtight reason and not just being vague about it. You have to be airtight, right? Yeah, inevitable.
Yeah.
It's got to be inevitable.
Yeah.
So So that's why I guess laziness, because you really need people to figure the script out.
You can't do that standard trope of a bunch of college kids just to an empty house, right?
No.
Yeah. The thriller needs to be fleshed out completely.
Yeah, go camping, there's a lunatic running around and just kill off all those high school kids, right? You can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that what's next, Yuhang?
Not just one, you know? I mean, that's the ambitious one. And
Do you have any motion picture stuff going on?
Films? I do.
Okay, one, that you can talk about?
Yeah, I'm planning a serial killer film, actually. Not here, though.
See that you're going down a very specific path.
Yeah, I may get tired after 2 or 3 years later, and I'll go back to something else. Or maybe I'll just do rom-com.
Do a rom-com.
I'd love to see a Ho Yuhang
rom-com, right?
It'd be great.
I think that would be quite fun.
People think that, you know, Yuhang just do this drama stuff.
Just do this art films, right?
I'd love to see
a
Yuhang.
I want to surprise them. Yeah. Okay, I'm doing this rom-com. I don't care.
It'd be great.
With Bron.
With Bron and Abila, that would be fun, right? They were in a horror film and now they're together. In a rom-com.
In a rom-com. Great. Yeah.
Yuhang, thank you so much for joining us. Hey, so Folklore on HBO Asia premieres on the 7th of October. That's a Sunday.
10 p.m. Yes.
10 p.m. And there are going to be 6-hour-long episodes set in Malaysia, Thailand, Japan, Korea, Singapore, and Indonesia, each one telling a, well, folk story, horror story from that part of the world. It's going to be quite exciting. I urge you to check it out. Yuhang's one is called Toyol. And once again, it stars Bront Pelare and Nabila Huda. Let us know what you think when you've seen it. I'm on Twitter. I'm on @UmarPagan.
I'm @BaheWai.
Are you on Twitter, Yuhang?
No, I'm not on social media.
Okay, like you shout at us WhatsApp and then we will shout to Yuhang. Yeah. Don't give out your number.
We'll WhatsApp you the question and then you let me know and then we'll post it on Twitter.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Yuhang, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.